California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio, streaming worldwide at bilingualsounds.org.
Hey there, friends. Welcome to Bilingual Sounds, 88.5 HD3's Support Your Local Scene. I am your host, Carissa Kelly. Hey, hi, hello. And I am here to take you through the best and the brightest of what the LA music scene has to offer. Every week, we'll showcase a local artist that has caught our eyes and our ears, play some of their material, and let them tell you in their own words what they are all about. This week, we have a Saint Electric in the studio with us. How are you both today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. So awesome. I'll have you start by introducing yourselves to our lovely listeners and also tell us about where you come from and what brings you to LA.
Awesome. Well, my name is Brianna and I am the lead singer of Saint Electric.
I'm Nico. I'm the lead guitar player.
And Saint Electric is five of us. So just two of us are here today. We started the band about 3.5-4 years ago together. And yeah, you're from LA and I'm from Texas, actually. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the music scene from Texas.
So where I'm from, there's a place called McAllen, Texas. Mm. It's like super, it's like a border town. I would say like growing up there, there wasn't like, oh, let me go catch a show type of stuff. It's most likely changed. There's more like bars and clubs. I would say like there is a music scene down there, but it isn't like, you know, Austin or like Nashville or like LA type of stuff. But I would say like in Texas, like most of the music scene is in Austin, and it's really cool. I went to college over there.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I would say like there's always a live show to go to, all types of genres. It's really fun and I really enjoy it. So yeah.
Nice. Where did you go to school?
I went to St. Edward's University.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in Austin. It's like really pretty. It's like one of the oldest schools there. So it's really cool. I like it.
Where? Did you study music there? Or?
I actually studied communications, but I was I was in jazz band, so I really enjoyed
it. Nice.
Yeah.
And so where from LA are you, Nico?
I have been kind of from the Valley my whole life, pretty much. I went to like Hacienda Heights, which is like near Whittier and stuff for a while. But yeah, then came back to the Valley and been here since, like really close to here actually, so.
Okay, yeah. Word. So what brought you to music, Nico?
I'd say, I think when as a kid, my dad listened to a lot of rock music and stuff. And that I just always liked rock music and rock guitar. And I saw Iron Man and Back in Black played in the movie theater. And I was like...
Changed your life.
I was like 5 years old. And I was like, what the hell is that?
This is
like,
my whole personality now.
It just like blew my mind. And then that's when I got really into music, and I would listen to like other stuff too, like The Killers or whatever. And when I was 13, I started playing guitar, and I really got into it like really heavily.
Yeah, nice. And so what about you, Brianna? What musical influences have brought you to be the powerful front woman of St. Electric?
I definitely say I really liked rock music. I was like... let me try to think, like, where did it all start? I was, like, grown up in a house with, like, music playing all the time. Like, I'd wake up, breakfast was there, music, you know? So I've always liked all different types of music, from, like, reggae to country to something.
Okay.
Yeah, like, very different, like, EDM. I love rock music, definitely, like, my core thing. Like, there was a time I'd be like... Anyone, like, this is, like, in middle school. It's, like, anyone who doesn't like rock is, like, lame. Like, I only like rock music. Like, and I like rap music now, too. I just wasn't, like, I even have, like, a sticker. I saw this old journal of mine that said, like, rap is lame. Rock is better. Like, just, like, something so cringy. And I was, like, ugh. But I would say through my uncle, he listened to a lot of rock music, and I spent a lot of time with him. And there were just things I had, like, Pink Floyd, Avenged Sevenfold, Guns N' Roses. I really enjoyed all those music. All that type of music, and it just kind of grew from there. And then in middle school, I became like a huge like 80s rock, classic rock. I was like, whoa, like this is crazy. I'd like listen to it while doing my school projects. I remember doing all that stuff. And then my mom really introduced me into alternative indie music. Like she showed me like, I'll never forget, my mom was like, she showed me Tame Impala. Like she showed me, like my mom showed me like a vast array of music. And so that's where I get a lot of that from. So because of her and because of my uncle, I like the music I like today. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's always so nice how your family kind of gives you that springboard for your tastes later on. Like, I was raised with Fleetwood Mac. That was always my mom's favorite. So I think that always influences your personal tastes.
Yeah.
But it's always so nice when you start expanding your horizons, too, because I definitely hear those influences in your music as well, like particularly the Guns N' Roses and the Pink Floyd in there, too. But you also give it your own spin, which I also really love. How would you describe your sound? Since we started with your song Live On, how do you personally describe your music to people?
I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's like I'm a girl singer, and then it's like, but we're inspired by like maybe like a guy, like a band with like a guy singer, and they're like, what? Like, you know, it's very confusing. But I would say like Live On is our first song that we feel like we finally found our sound. Because our previous songs before, like Love Them, they're great, but they're very different than each other. Like one's more like alternative and like peppy, and then one's just like more like punk, and so we're just trying to find it. So I feel like Live On was like, okay, we found the sound that we really wanted, and yeah, I really enjoy that song. But would you like to explain that?
Yeah. I think with our songwriting, because Bree and I like a lot of commercial music as well, and a lot of like alternative and stuff, the thing that we really like is like strong melodies, you know, which isn't always super present in genres like metal or punk or even rock sometimes. So it's kind of like a combination of taking that memorable melodies and catchiness and combining it with like the super heaviness of like metal breakdowns and rock and a bit of punk. So it's kind of a combination of all the things we listen to, really.
Yeah, I think it all comes together beautifully, and I'll pick your brains about how the whole process goes in just a minute, but we're going to get right back into the music. This next one is called Rose from Inner Wave. You're supporting your local scene. We'll be right back.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram because we offer new chances to win free tickets every Monday. Find us on Instagram and enter to win. We are Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3.
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds, 88.5 HD3. I am here with St. Electric in studio. And now we're going to dive into the creative process. So how does a St. Electric song get made?
It does happen differently each time, a little bit, of course. Mm-hmm. But usually I'll kind of be sitting down with the guitar and something, an idea would start, and I'll kind of get like the bare bones of where the song kind of is.
But so do you start with like a melody or lyrics first, or does it kind of depend on the song?
Usually melody, and then sometimes you'll like have like placeholder lyrics that usually for me at least end up always being the lyrics that just end up in the final cut. But after I come up with kind of a bare bones thing, I'll like demo it out and I'll show Brianna, and then she'll basically fix everything that's wrong with it. And she'll just make it better. Or if there's usually there'll be like, I'd be too lazy to write the bridge section. So I'll be like, Brie, come up with the bridge, please. And she'll come up with like the best bridge ever. And then just kind of fill in and change some of the melodies to make them better. And then usually we end up being very happy with the result of that collaboration.
Yeah. So is it just you guys that are the principal songwriters, or is it kind of a collaboration with the whole band?
So it depends. So I usually like the way I do the songwriting process is he comes up obviously like with the instrumentals and some of the lyrics and stuff like that. I write a lot of poems. So,
oh, very nice.
Yeah, so with the poems, then I'll, like, once he, like, brings me something, I'll, like, kind of look through all my poems and see, like, what kind of goes in. Sometimes it's, like, made, like, perfect sense, and I'm like, wow, like, it was just meant to happen, you know, or stuff like that. So that's my, my creative process with him and how we collaborate. Right now, like, it's just really us and our drummer. We have an album coming out, in the summertime.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. It's our first one. So I'm super excited. And, we previously had, someone else do the drums and stuff like that, but we got like some new band members and stuff like this, like a year ago. Mm-hmm. So we got our new drummer named Trey, he's really awesome. He just like revamped the whole album and like just really made it sound like for the music. Cause you know how there's some drummers that can play for themselves, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And not for, I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then drummers who play for the music. So it's like if there's like a grand thing when the singer's, you know, playing, they might just like take it back and not just, you know, go full crazy, you know, like,
yeah.
So he made the album. So Trey's a very big contributor to it too. He made the album sound like very like more polished. And I would say, I don't see it as like commercial because like it's sometimes like a negative, you know, thing in rock to say, oh, it's like, oh, it's too commercial or something. But like he made it like the perfect way we want it, if that makes sense.
That's interesting. How do you guys define commercial?
Yeah, that's kind of a hard one now. Because it's like, I feel like there's so many bands playing stadiums that at the same time, like, no one's heard of in a way. So it's like, but I guess commercial music to me would be music that most people could listen to, you know?
Okay,
like,
so...
Like, it's at, like...
It could play in Five Below or something, you know?
it caters to a variety of tastes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
very,
yes, yes.
Very agreeable.
Yes.
Very mindful. Very demure.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then our guitarist, his name is Sinner. He always comes up with, like, really good, like, just, like, different sounds. Like, you explain it. I don't know how to...
Yeah, he just has a really great melodic ear and everything. The full lineup that we have right now was found after we recorded this debut album. So on this album, it's Bree, me, Trey, and then on our newest song that we added to the album, we have all the band members recording on it, and they did a great job.
Beautiful.
But yeah, for this album, it was, going back to your question you asked a while ago, yeah, for this album, it was mostly Brianna and I doing the songwriting of it and stuff. But yeah, our new band members are really incredible, and they've been really adding a lot of great ideas. So that's going to be something that they're going to be... I'm really excited to collaborate with them in the future, for
yeah.
sure.
I'm also really excited to see what you guys come up with, and also very excited about that album, because I think there's something really interesting about hearing the different influences of different people over time as, like, band members change, people are added, people leave, things like that. So I think... at least from what I can imagine, it is going to be a really special album because you can kind of hear the coming together of your band. And so, of course, we'll have you back on the show when that comes out. So.
Thank you.
But yeah, have either of you had any formal music education? This is always a question that I pose to new artists that I bring on the show, just because I always want to know if it helps or hinders the creative process in any way.
I've never had any formal music training.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you mean formal music training, do you mean like in school or just like...
Like in school or lessons or anything like that?
Yes. I decided to... Well, I was in band, so I played percussion. Really enjoy that. I played like the marimba and like all that stuff. So it's really...
Nice.
I loved it. It's like my favorite instrument to play, all that stuff. And then I did try to take guitar lessons, but it wasn't me, you know, I tried. And then piano when I was like very little, and I just wouldn't like enjoy it. Like,
yeah.
I loved it, but like, I remember I was like 5 or 6, and like, I wanted to play like Elton John at 5 or 6, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't want to play Mary Had a Little Lamb. So I was just like, I'm over it. But I recently, like 2 years ago, I took vocal training because singing is like still relatively new to me. I'm still like learning and everything. Because when we started the band, that's when I started singing. and stuff. So there was a lot of things I just didn't know. Like, I didn't really know, like, much about, like, pitch, or, like, I didn't know, like, just how to, like...
The technique.
Yeah, there was just so many things. And so it really helped me a lot. I did it for about, like, 8 months before we had gone on a tour, because I wanted to make sure I was, like, set. Mm-hmm. And I really learned a lot. I learned that, like, the biggest thing that I wasn't doing was breathing correctly.
Oh, okay.
So for me, that when I found out, like, to really focus on your breathing while you sing, it really helps a lot. Or like certain movements or certain like stances, like holds the note better or stuff like that. So I'm really happy. I'm really happy I did that, because it gave me a better perspective on how to like be able to still like enjoy myself and perform, instead of like my face just turning so red while singing and then like my throat's like hurting after. Because that's how it was at the beginning, like when we first started doing shows, I was like singing, but I wasn't singing properly.
Yeah.
And it's like it can really like mess you up after a while if you don't sing properly.
Yeah, you gotta protect that voice.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be right back with a little live session, a little impromptu live session. So stay tuned, my friends. This next one is Armchair by Young Atita, and we will be right back. You're supporting your local scene.
La fuerza de esta estación reside en nuestra comunidad. Make a donation and keep us going strong. Donate using the Bilingual Sounds app or go online at bilingualsounds.org.
Support comes from the Alex Theater in Glendale, presenting World Ballet Company's The Great Gatsby. The world premiere of this new ballet is set in the Roaring Twenties, features an original score, and tells the tale of F. Scott Fitzgerald's timeless novel. Friday, February 21st at the Alex Theater in Glendale. More info and tickets at thealex.com.
The SoCal Sound is offering a pair of VIP passes to Innings Festival and Extra Innings Festival. Spring training celebrations with amazing music, appearances by professional baseball players, and more in Tempe, Arizona, February 21st and 22nd, February 28th, and March 1st. Headliners include The Killers, The Lumineers, Kings of Leon, Casey Musgraves, and loads more. When you step up to the plate with a $60 donation now through Valentine's Day, you'll be automatically entered to win. And in lieu of taking a thank you gift, you could elect to support our nonprofit partners aiding LA fire relief victims and pets lost during the LA fires. Please visit thesocalsound.org.
Bilingual Sounds Public Radio proudly presents the alternative Mexican bands Hello Seahorse and Porter at the Fonda Theater on Saturday, June 7th. Both bands have received numerous Latin Grammy nominations throughout their career and are known for their unique take on alternative rock. Tickets are available at AXS.com. All tickets are furnished by Golden Voice. Bilingual Sounds presents Porter and Hello Seahorse, the Fonda Theater, Saturday, June 7th.
You're streaming Bilingual Sounds Public Radio, donde la música canta en tu idioma.
Lots of people say they love the SoCal Sound, but one way to show us some love is by making a vehicle donation. We take care of everything. The pickup is free, and proceeds from the sale go directly to keeping your favorite programs on the air. Start your donation online at thesocalsound.org. Click support on the homepage. Thanks very much to recent car donors, Laura Wolfington, Grace DeVuano, and Joseph West.
Nothing.
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3. That was One Step featuring Philip Lassiter by the CTs. And we have St. Electric in the studio with us this evening. So you guys are going to play a little live session for us. So what is this one called?
Yes, this one's called Mirror Image.
And you say that this is an unreleased song.
Yes, it's an unreleased song. It should be coming out in, like, I don't know, like maybe like a month or, 2 months probably. I'm giving it 2 months. Yeah. I don't know. We're figuring that all out. So,
yeah. Free jazz. All right, let's hear it.
When I look at you, I just see my mirror image. Know this much is true. Finding me is finding you. I don't know what to do. Left unto myself, I needed your love to undo how lost I've become. Who I am, you can't help me understand. You're my mirror revealing me to me. You know me, hold my hand in this strange world. You understand, you're my mirror revealing me to me. When I look at you, I see everything that's not me, beautiful and full, two halves of a whole. So show me who I am, you can help me understand. You're my mirror revealing me to me. You know me.
Guys, oh my goodness. So tell me a little bit about that song. How was that one written, or when was it written? Just tell me about the creative process of this one.
This one was like written I think it went like a year and a half ago. And I just started out with that intro lick, and then kind of the chorus and everything kind of just came in one go, and I went up and I showed it to Bree, and I'm like, that song exactly. I was like, I have these chords for a bridge. Can you do a bridge? And then she did a great bridge. And then, yeah, that one came together like really, really easily. The lyrics and the melody just in one just idea. It took like 15 minutes. And then Bree and I recorded a video of us playing it acoustically and kind of started from there pretty much.
Those are always the best ones, the ones that just like fall out in 15 minutes. Those always tend to be my favorite ones that I interview artists about. Like they're like, oh yeah, this one just kind of fell out in a few minutes, and it's like, ah, but it's your best work.
That's how it happens.
So we're going to be right back. We're going to go into another little music break before we conclude for this evening. But this is Two Roads by the Church Burglars. We'll be right back, and you are supporting your local scene.
We'll be right back.
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds, 88.5 HD3. That was The Searcher by Nuevo Testamento. And we have Saint Electric in studio with us this evening. So my final question for you guys is, what's next for the project? What can we look forward to? Do you have any shows? I know you talked a little bit about an album coming out soon.
Yeah. So we do have an album, and for sure it's going to come out this summer. We're really excited about it. We've been working on it for quite a while. It's one of those projects mm-hmm. where it's like something happened and then we had to kind of stop, or this and this, and we finally like got it completed and we're like, oh, thank goodness. And then we have a few shows coming up. We have one in San Diego, I think, on the 28th, and then in March the 8th we're doing a festival for International Women's Day.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. And then yeah, we're just excited, and we have some stuff like tours coming up for the summertime, so we're excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, with Mirror Image, we have a really cool music video. It's super artsy, so it's
going to,
yeah, it was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, so, for real. So yeah, that's what we have coming up. I'm really like, super excited to have it, and especially just have our first album out. So, and finally, like, the sound that we've been like wanting and like finally mm-hmm. found, it just feels great.
Yeah. I'm really glad to have you guys on the show now, because then, like, years and years and years from now, when you guys are playing the Super Bowl halftime show, I can be like, I found them.
Yes.
I'm an OG.
Yes.
So now is your time to plug the socials. Where can the people find you?
At Saint Electric. It's a little kind of tricky to spell sometimes.
Spelled Saintelektric. But after you put in S-8-N-T, no one else is going to come up. So that's a good thing.
As long as you just put those four up, you're
good. We're
the
one with the check mark.
Apologies to any of our listeners who are afflicted with dyslexia.
Yes.
Our hearts are with you. And last but not least, do you have any questions for me?
Well, it sounds like you're a musician, I'm gathering.
So, no, not really.
Really?
You know a lot. Well, yeah. I think you should know a lot, obviously.
You're some kind of artist. What do you do?
So, what I do is I dabble in analog photography. I do a lot of self-portrait work. That's kind of mainly what I've been on. But I also direct music videos. I have one coming out soon that I did with the aforementioned Church Burglars. So really excited for that to come out.
That's
and
awesome.
If you guys ever want me to direct one of your
videos, we're always looking for people, so yes, we'd love that.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I don't really count myself as a musician. I can play some instruments rather well, kind of. I can do some guitar, I can do some drums, but that's about it. I have in my Instagram bio that I'm a professional shower singer, but that's as musical as I get. I'm primarily a visual artist, but yeah.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's super cool. Analog photography too. That's really interesting.
Yeah. I'm really into it, because I also like develop my own photos and everything. Like I develop them and I scan them. So yeah, that's
awesome.
Me.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming in to interview with me today. I appreciate it so much. And I am so excited for that album to come out. So
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Kristen.
Of course. So, listeners, thank you for spending the last hour with us. Your viewership helps small and local artists gain the exposure that they so deserve, and I would love nothing more than for you to consider checking out the people I feature on the show, following them on their socials, and most importantly, to go to shows. Your presence means so much more than you know to these very hardworking musicians, and being active in your local scene is what this show is really all about, and that is my mission. So, thank you for listening. I've been your host, Carissa Kelly. Come on back next week and every week thereafter at 6 p.m. and we'll be here with a fresh perspective. Thank you so much for supporting your local scene. Good night.
When you wake up next to me, how I love to see you smile. Thank you. hardly burdened by the cost of things. How deeply will you I could dive? God forbid we lose our health. God forbid we lose our minds. We'd be taken.